Hi, my name is Ethan Lipham, and today I will be recording a story with my dad. What is your name, and what story will you be sharing with us today?
My name is Eric Lipham, and I'll be telling you the story of the Fruit Wars.
So, quick background. My dad is a runner. And what was the main event you ran?
I ran anything from the 800 to the 3200 in high school.
What were you training for at the time of the story?
I was just training for general cross-country and track and field distances. No specific event, just running for the fun of it.
Who is in your story?
Well, a few characters. The Estes man, Try Guy, and, well, the crew.
Describe the events leading up to the start of your story.
Well, we were out just for an easy run one day. And there, hanging on the tree, were fruit. And the fruit looked so luscious, and we just knew, wow, this could be a great weapon.
Okay, so with that all in mind, tell us the story.
Absolutely. So we're traveling down this road, running in a pack, and sure enough, Try Guy decided to separate from us, and he ran in front of us. So, a member of our crew, we'll call him Schmation Schmickmullen, grabbed a grapefruit. And that grapefruit was torn in half. And from a long distance away, he heaved that grapefruit through the air. And as Try Guy made a turn, it was as if slow motion, and the world stopped spinning. And the grapefruit hurled in the air. And all of a sudden, right across the side of the face of Try Guy. It was a one in a million shot, I tell you, kid.
Was there ever a point in the story where you were scared?
Well, after the euphoria of the launch had run its course, we started thinking, what would Coach Calhoun think? Were we going to be in trouble? We didn't know. We knew he would find out, but what would happen to us, we didn't know. As we bit our nails and we clenched each other, we waited for the moment of Coach Calhoun.
What happened when you returned?
Coach was not happy. He was not happy. He had a few choice words for us. I don't remember much after that, other than feeling disappointed. The next day, Try Guy offered his letter of resignation to the team. So we knew that we had ourselves to trouble.
As a cross-country and track runner now, what would you say as a coach if the team and I returned covered in orange stains from these little orange-looking things out by the baseball fields?
I'd be furious! This is unacceptable. I guess this is the circle of cross-country and track life. However, I would tell you boys, don't do that again.
As a past runner, is there anything you would like to tell future runners such as myself?
Leave the fruit alone. Just let it hang there on the tree, glistening in the sunlight, waiting for just someone else to come along to enjoy its sweet nectar. Do not give in to that fruit. The envious nature of that fruit, just to grab it and chuck it at someone's face. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So I'd like to thank him for his time and for a great recording. So once again, that was Eric Lipham, my dad. And that was a quick story core on his past running and his past self.